I'm Cody from Game Life Balance US, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
This is PopXCast, where science fiction meets pop culture. We are a geek podcast for geek culture, so are you ready to get your geek on? Sit back, relax, step out of your TARDIS and warm up your chimichangas because this is PopXCast.
You are listening to PopXCast, where science fiction meets pop culture.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
PopXCast.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Joe Burke, and you are listening and watching PopXCast. What's up, Miss Lindsay Badger? How are you?
Hey, Joe.
What's going on?
Man, it has been a whirlwind of a weekend, but I am so excited to finally have PopX back in my life. I have missed the last 2 weeks.
It's been crazy. If you're wondering, I went on a little vacation the past couple of weeks. I had to get away. Unplug from the social medias and spend a little time with the wife. We went out to Viva Las Vegas, had an amazing time, and probably one of the best vacations that we've ever taken as a couple. It was pretty spectacular.
It was a pretty epic vacation. I lived vicariously through you Facebook and all the socials, following all of your adventures. It looked like you had a great time.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But guess what, guys? This is episode number 35 coming to you tonight on October the 23rd. Now, we realize that we're recording this at the same time as the Walking Dead premiere. So, you know what? You'll have to weigh your options on which one you're going to catch live.
DVR.
DVR for the win. And that's the beauty of listening to our podcast is that we are actually on YouTube Live after we record the stream. So it's pretty awesome. But hey, guys, welcome to PopX, where science fiction meets pop culture. I'm your host, Joe Burke, Central Florida's seasoned comic book nerd and retro enthusiast. We'd like to welcome everyone for joining us right here live on PopX.live and our amazing network at Geeks.live. Over in the chat room. Come hang out with us and join us in the conversation all at PopXCast.com.
And I am Lindsay Badger, your Midwestern geeky okie.
That's it.
And if you've missed last week's episode number 34, we got to talk to a way cool guy named John Pinto and learned all about his art and his background. And so make sure you go to our official website, PopXCast.com, to go check that out. And also, make sure you head over to Google Play or iTunes, click that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and you can always catch up on our amazing shows from the past on the PopX Archive. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review, because we always appreciate the love.
Oh, man, we got so much news this week. It's crazy. It's what happens when you're gone for 2 weeks.
Right,
all right, so let's roll that beautiful news footage. Here we go.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. This is PopX News, coming to you live right here on PopXCast.com.
All right, so that's a cool little B-roll there. Thank you, Mike, for that. That's awesome. Mike over in Atlanta, Georgia, rolling that slideshow like it's nobody's business. All right, Netflix The Punisher has started production, and John Bernthal has been spotted in Brooklyn, New York, donning the black hoodie and a grizzly beard. The second season is scheduled to debut sometime in 2018. Is that the second season or is that the first season of Punisher?
I thought it was the first season.
I think it's the first season.
I don't remember seeing it, but still, I mean, Netflix has been rocking everything that it's been putting out lately, so I can only see this being just as epic.
And I'm proud to say I'm only 3 episodes away from completing Luke Cage. Oh, snap.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let's give you a Let's continue with some Netflix news. Mm-hmm. Marvel's Iron Fist is set to premiere on March 17th of 2017. So that's like a double whammy Netflix awesomeness to kick off the news this week.
And that's just ushering in the Defenders. We've talked about that in previous podcasts before, and that's where they're going to – it's kind of like –
it's going to bring all of them together, right? Luke and Jess.
It's called like the B-roll Avengers, if you will.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yes.
Like the street-ready Avengers.
They poke so much fun at the Avengers in those series. Well, it just cracks me up.
So New York Comic Con was held the weekend of October the 6th to the 9th with plenty of news being dropped. And it was one of the most epic Comic-Cons. I mean, there was trailers dropped. There was we've had so much news coming out from the Comic-Cons. It's always interesting because you always get – at the first of the year, you get the San Diego Comic-Con. And then towards the end of the year, you get the New York Comic-Con. So it's mm-hmm. just like – but there was some really cool stuff that was dropped. And we have a lot of it actually posted on our feed over on Facebook. So if you don't follow us on Facebook – go to facebook.com/popxcast and be sure to follow for all this Comic-Con great goodness. I mean, I'm telling you.
Well, and also the Voltron Legendary Defender will have a panel to discuss the upcoming season 2, mm-hmm. as well as some changes coming to the team.
And this was
season 2 will come around in January of 2017.
Oh man, and I completed season 1 like it was nobody's business. I went through it in like half a day because there's only like 20-minute episodes. Blow through that. But this was actually, this information here was released at the Comic-Con, which is pretty awesome. And also at the New York Comic-Con, we had the Justice League Dark first look was revealed. Now, Justice League Dark, it combines Constantine, Swamp Thing, some of the more mystical
elements. Swamp Thing. I love some Swamp Thing.
I know, right? So it's going to be really cool. I think Diablo's part of that as well.
He makes my heart sing.
Yeah, Swamp Thing. You make that was very good, Lindsay Batchelor.
Okay. All right. Move along.
Moving on.
All right. Coming next year to Disney XD will be an all new animated series called Marvel's Spider-Man. Oh, this is going to be cool.
Yeah, look at that.
In addition to Ant-Man mm-hmm. and the Wasp in the series of animated shorts, and the return of Haley Atwell to voice Agent Peggy Carter in Marvel's Avengers, The Secret Wars.
Well, look at that.
Oh, my goodness. This is just like
Avengers.
Unpacking so many little awesome.
This is really cool because look at that. You've got Captain Marvel. You got Vision, Black Panther.
Is that the Black Panther?
That's the Black Panther, Ant-Man, and the Wasp. What?
Holy moly.
Wow, that's going to be fun, and it's going to be animated. That's freaking awesome. And also on the Netflix Marvel thing, Marvel and Netflix debuted the first Iron Fist trailer, and demand was so high to get into the Iron Fist panel that Marvel had to close the line for
the
panel.
I heard about that.
9 hours before the panel even started.
That's incredible.
I think
that's some massive Iron Fist love right there.
I think Netflix is onto something. Okay. Alrighty. What do we got next?
The Walking Dead. Scott Gimbel confirms that fans won't have to wait past the premiere episode to see Negan's kill.
Wow.
And I've heard so many speculations about this. Now, I'm not a huge Walking Dead fan. I honestly have not seen the show. Don't shoot me. But I've heard all the controversy about who and what and the big hoorah. So I'm glad that you guys finally get some answers
tonight. As soon as we're done recording, I will have answers. And we'll share with them. Also in other news, Marvel Comics revealed that Richard Rider will be returning in a new Nova series, which will launch in December as a part of Marvel's Now line. And I think we had reported on that Nova is returning. And so now we have a release date on that, so we can kind of marry the two. And that's pretty cool that Nova is returning.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Batfleck confirmed that the title of the Batman Sully movie is called The Batman.
I'm the Batman.
It's the Batman.
This is for you, Cliff Bodenweiser, wherever you met me.
I'm the Joker. You want to get the Joker?
The Joker.
Anyway.
So creative a title, you
yes.
know?
Yes, yeah, that's a very, you know, he could have chosen anything, you know. Just put up a the in front of it. It'd be great.
The Batman.
The Batman. The Batman, depending on what part of the state or country. Anyway, a new miniseries is coming from Marvel Comics to debut in 2017, and it is Deadpool the Duck. Now, this is a mesh between Howard the Duck and Deadpool. This is kind of weird. Does this mean that Howard the Duck becomes immortal and with healing factors and assassin-like ability? I have no idea.
This is kind of awkward.
It's getting weird. Yeah, Deadpool the Duck will see Deadpool, Wade Wilson, on a mission from S.H.I.E.L.D. to capture the major extraterrestrial who is chaos havoc on Earth. Deadpool thinks it's a simple enough job, but things turn sideways.
I don't know if I'm going to check that one out. A
little
weird.
I might have skipped that one.
This is something cool. Superman's costume was revealed for the Justice League. In a small clip, Henry Cavill is talking with Zack Snyder in full Superman attire. Well, that's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, yeah. And also revealed, too, we saw the Superman Rebirth suit as well, the black suit. Because when Superman comes back to life, his suit is black. It hasn't absorbed. Because his suit is sun-absorbent. And it's really interesting, all the many properties. But there's a lot of cool things coming out about Justice League. I'm really excited for it. And
yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Moving along here, and we do apologize in advance if seems like we're rushing through the news. There's just like literally three pages of news.
We're not.
BBC has released the first look of the Doctor Who Christmas special titled The Return of Doctor Mysterio. The episode will air Christmas Day on the BBC in the UK and BBC America in the United States. So look at that. There he is, Dr. Mysterio on the BBC.
Boom.
Get your geek on.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got some more Power Rangers posters that came out.
Oh, dear
and
Lord.
And they focus on each one of the five core Rangers. That March movie for next year is going to hopefully, I hope it stands up to all the hype that it's trying to put up. I am
well, Heisenberg is playing Zordon, so.
I think I'm going to show up just for Zordon and what was the robot's name?
I just want to hear him say my name. No. All right, moving along with the news here. William Shatner has been cast as the voice of Two-Face, a.k.a. Harvey Dent, in the sequel to be animated film Batman: The Return of the Caped Crusaders. Now, the Two-Face character is interesting addition as it has never appeared in the original 1966 television series. An outline for the character was introduced but never made for it to air. So they actually had Two-Face in the old Adam West, Burt Ward, and but now he's actually making
it. That's a little nerd nugget for you right there.
Drop it.
Nerd nugget right in there.
Nice.
Very cool. Dynamite Entertainment and CBS has announced an agreement to bring the TV series Mighty Mouse to comics.
Oh my.
Mighty Mouse will be returning to comics for the first time in 30 years as it celebrates its 75th anniversary in 2017.
Shut my mouth.
That's cool because I love some Mighty Mouse. That's
here
like bringing,
I come
that's tugging
to
on those childhood. Those childhood memories are coming back up to surface.
That is,
love it.
Look at that, Mighty Mouse. Oh man, that is about as retro as you can get right there.
That's like
pretty cool.
The gun show in animation. Right
it
there.
Is. Yeah, he's bringing it. That's before the Incredible Hulk, ladies and gentlemen, right there, Mighty Mouse.
Yes.
So with the production of the Punisher standalone series well underway, the question is, will there be a Daredevil Punisher crossover? Now, a recent set photo shows one of the Daredevil stars alongside Jon Bernthal during filming, and can you recognize who that is? Why, yes, I do recognize her, the former love interest of Mr. Matt Murdock himself. Wow. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. All right.
The official poster has been released for the final film of Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, simply titled Logan. To set release on March 3rd, 2017, Logan takes place in the near future, where Wolverine's mutant abilities are not quite what they used to be, and mutant births are down across the globe. Wolverine and the mutants Caliban take care of Professor X in his old age. While meanwhile, a corporation called Transian?
I think so.
Is that right? Yeah. Is turning mutant children into killed machines. I saw the trailer for this, and it looks so sad.
It looks sad, like, and it's kind of the
bring
end.
A box of tissues with you.
It is.
it's going to be like the Titanic of X-Men.
So we're going to pause just for a second on this one. It is kind of the end of the old former X-Men franchise, and they're passing the torch off. And there's something that's not in the news this week, but I will drop it here. X-23, the little girl who we all know now is the female Wolverine in the new Marvel universe in the comic books.
Okay.
The little girl that's holding Logan's hand is X-23, and that she will become the new Wolverine. And so that is kind of another way of passing the torch on. So it's all been confirmed straight out of the comics. I'm excited for it.
In the trailer, they show Professor X all in a bed, and he's all, like, decrepit,
frail
old man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, feels so bad.
It's crazy. Well, in other news, we got Linda Carter will be appearing in New York City for a ceremony making October 21st officially Wonder Woman Day. The date also marks the 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman. Oh, my goodness. October 21st, that was just 2 days ago. Wow. Wonder Woman turned 75. She sure don't look 75 in that picture right there. I'm telling you that right now. Also, Wonder Woman was named Honorary Ambassador. This one blew me away, Lindsay. You actually told me about this one this past week.
Yeah, I found that one up in the feed. I think it was last week or something like that. But
she's Honorary Ambassador for the United Nations? What?
She is. Yeah. Kind of representing having women being involved with, taking care of the world's problems and stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
It's super cool. Let's move on to some other cool stuff that's going on. Universal Pictures is teaming up with Microsoft to release the Gears of War movie.
Ooh.
There are no details yet, but that sounds pretty good.
Well, if you're a fan of the game, the game is pretty freaking awesome. There's a great storyline, and I think that that will translate really well into a cinematic. So that makes me actually really excited. So, with all the crossovers happening over at CW and all the many DC comic series, it will be no different at DC Comics with the release of Batman 66 meets Wonder Woman 77. Now, look at that. That is awesome. The 12-chapter series will release digitally on November the 23rd, and new chapters will come every other week. So it's like Adam West teaming up.
I love that artwork.
With Linda Carter, and they're going
Shield.
Oh my God, look at that Shield, dude. that's, oh man, you gotta love retro. Lindsay Badger, we're on the home stretch, girl.
I know, we're coming. We're a few more left. Hang in there with us, guys. Jeffrey Dean Morgan confirms that Negan has multiple kills in the season 7 premiere of The Walking Dead. Oh my gosh, there's not just one that you guys have been waiting for, but they're going to throw a few more in there for you too. This is going to be an exciting night.
It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be gruesome.
You guys have fun.
Yeah, enjoy that. Supergirl's James Olsen is set to suit up as the Guardian. Executive producer Andrew Kreisberg said that James is going to decide that he can no longer sit back and be a sidekick, so he's going to become a vigilante himself. He's going to become the Guardian, complete with S.H.I.E.L.D., which is going to cause a massive problem in his relationship with Kara, a.k.a. Supergirl, because he's not going to tell her he's the Guardian.
Yeah.
Oh, let the girl drama continue.
He gets his heart broken, and he's like, I'm going to go rule the world.
And since the next one's Supergirl, I'll go ahead and just knock that one out. Also, Supergirl season 2 premiere was the highest rated show on the CW in 8 years with over 3.1 million viewers. That is crazy.
I heard about that rocking the record breaking there, and it was a pretty good. It was a pretty good premiere. Did you catch that one?
I sure did, and it was. I think it was Superman. I think adding Superman to the show is.
I really like the chemistry between the two characters. Really adds another angle to it, because I think it took the corniness down a notch.
Absolutely. All right, home stretch.
All right. I know everybody's getting super excited about Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch reveals that Doctor Strange has over an hour of IMAX footage in the film. So you guys better make sure you go watch it in the IMAX if you're going to go watch it at all.
An hour?
You don't want to miss out on the good stuff.
Oh, my God. My mind was just blown.
Well, and that's like a third of the movie.
Civil War only had 20 minutes. That battle scene at the airport? Mm-hmm. So that's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, moving along. Amber Heard cast as Mira, the wife of Aquaman and queen of the Atlantis, is in the upcoming DC film Justice League. So look at that. There she is, Queen Mera. Fleek.
Man, that costume, though.
Mama got some outfits.
That's I'm digging it.
Mama can raise up some salt water, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Another comic crossover is in the works with two iconic newspaper strips meeting for the very first time as Dick Tracy teams up with The Spirit, due to be released sometime in January of 2017.
That's it.
That's cool. I love Dick Tracy. He's one of my favorites.
Dick Tracy's awesome. Sure. And as we enter the last four of this week, and we're getting ready to have our call-in come in here in just a second, Marvel has officially made public this past week the first Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 teaser trailer. And the trailer was originally shown at the San Diego Comic-Con in the H panel. So that one is kind of interesting, and I'm surprised that they were able to keep that one under wraps so long that the trailer just dropped this past week. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it was short and sweet, but it gave you some glimpses into what to look forward to, so it was pretty cool.
All right. We got our caller coming in here. Hey, hang out with us. Cool. We just got a couple more new segments.
Awesome. We have two more left. Tim Miller exits Deadpool 2 director's chair, leaving Fox scrambling for a new director.
We got our caller.
Uh-oh. That's crazy pants. So Tim Miller made Deadpool. Well, he made Deadpool. And so I think what is going to happen is with Tim Miller now exiting, that's going to be a problem. So I don't know. Fox is kind of scrambling on that one. And hey, Audrey, if you got some headphones, maybe pop some headphones in so that we're not getting some feedback when we go to interview you. If I don't know if you have any Apple earbuds or anything readily available. But so Nintendo's now this one I kind of saved the best for last. So
I know, I'm excited about this.
This is awesome. Nintendo's next generation console, which was originally named the Nintendo NX, has officially been named the Nintendo Switch and is scheduled to release on March 2017. Shut up and take my money. Here, just take it off.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. If you guys have not seen the trailer for this system, you need to go check it out because it is mind-blowingly cool.
Well,
it's console and handheld and... Handheld and console and both and so, all, and I don't even know. It's so many things.
So you see the part that the guy's like holding with his hand? That actually comes out, and you put these two side remotes on the side of it. And when you dock the screen with the console, it actually shoots it over to your HD screen on your television. Mm-hmm. So not only can you play it on your television, you can play it mobile. And then these two remotes actually come apart, and two people can play at the same time.
You can use them as multiplayer on console. Yeah. Or handheld.
Yeah.
It's got a little kickstand in the back so you can set it up like a screen. So awesome. Well, another thing that's super exciting, in our last and final headline of the week, Netflix's Stranger Things Season 2 has begun filming in Atlanta and is going to be released sometime next year. And I cannot wait for it to get here. It's going to be so much more creepiness. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. That Stranger Things is probably one of my most favorite Netflix series. Stranger Things was just like... one of those shows that come along, and it's just like, oh my God, it's Steven Spielberg, it's the Goonies, it's the 80s, it's pop culture. I'm going to die.
So many references.
Can't handle it. There's, oh my God, it's, yeah. So
mind blow.
And, you know, it's actually really funny that, you know, that's the last news segment of the week because our guest this week has a little kind of interesting tie into her as well. What's up, Audrey?
Hi, guys. Hey, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you're fine. You're loud and clear.
All right. Yes. My comic has quite a few tie-ins to Stranger Things, so, although that was accidental.
We're not going to unpack that just yet. We're going to actually back up and start at the front here. Everybody, we want to warmly welcome Miss Audrey Brown Williams from Leaves the Comic. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
I am very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So Audrey, meet Lindsay. Lindsay, meet Audrey.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay.
Yeah, and somewhere up in this magical window where it says PopX, that is actually Mike in Atlanta. There's a human running that other window. I don't know if you can see that or
Hi,
not.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, he's there somewhere. But
he's down there for me.
He's down there. But give us a little bit of information and maybe some stuff about your background. Where did you grow up and where did you go to school? And maybe what inspired you to be artistic at a young age? I know that you and I share a lot of that kind of commonality between us and our backgrounds. So, give us a little information about your background.
No problem. Well, I grew up in Indiana in a small town called Amo. And I had kind of an idyllic childhood growing up. And of course, because I grew up in the 80s and early 90s, I mean, it was just a feast of creativity,
awesome.
Right? We grew up in a good time.
Yes, we did.
Indiana Jones, Ghostbusters.
All of it. So good.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I knew I wanted to be a creator. It's a weird memory, but I remember just standing on my couch and my dad getting me ready for bed. And I remember him being like, okay, it's time to go to bed. And me being like, no, I want to do something. I don't want to go to bed. And he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, but something. And it became this like huge, like existential thing for me where I was like, I want to do something. Like, so that was the first time I knew I wanted to create.
That is awesome. And so like when you were young, what was kind of the first things you started creating? Was it like little home movies or did you start like drawing little comics or just writing out journals or what was it?
I used to make little, I called them magazines, but when I look back, they were comics. and I would do like really weird stuff where I always had like the cats were the people. And so it was like these little comics about cat actors walking the red carpet and just bizarre things. And I would make these paper mache.
I love it.
I would make like paper mache statues of Fred and Ginger, like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Wow.
I had weird little fixations.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know that, right?
No.
I know that now. At the time, I didn't.
Yeah, you're just like, why am I not? You know, that's kind of like me. I have that little contrast too. Everybody in my school was like, if you didn't have Tupac's album or you didn't have Dr. Dre's latest hit, and here I am, little kid listening to Enigma in my ears, you know, and I'm just like, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's weird. Don't listen to him.
We used to do in my family like Mystery Science Theater before we knew that was a thing because we didn't have cable. So my mom and my sisters and I would set up like our camcorder and point it at the TV and dub over like the Wolfman and all the classic monster movies. Like that's
really?
The kind of stuff we were doing for fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Was you able to retrieve any of those old recordings?
There's one. We have one episode of what we called Funny Phenomena.
Funny Phenomena with Audrey Brown.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
So looking back, you know, what were some of your comic influences that you had from your childhood that you carry with you kind of today? I know you've had the opportunity to meet in person, or have you had the opportunity to meet in person any of your influencers or inspiration people?
Yes and no. Okay. My earliest influence was Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
It was the first comic book I ever bought for myself at a garage sale.
Really?
And I just loved it so much. I still have it, actually. I should have brought it out for this, but it's an issue where she had to save somebody from like these evil spider people. And the cover just terrified me and blew my mind. And the idea that there was a character that could stand up to a giant spider, like literally made me cry, like standing at the garage sale. So I was like, had this comic book in my hands and I was like, she must be really amazing. Like,
do you remember about how old you were whenever you got that?
I think I was 8 or 9.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, you know, Wonder Woman kind of was pretty much in a lot of news this week for us because it's her 75th anniversary 2 days ago.
She's been rocking the news this week.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was cool to see her and Linda Carter and Gal Gadot together like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I did have one other influence, I should say. My oldest sister had a boyfriend, and he was super duper into comics, and he was basically another member of our family, and he was huge into Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that was awesome. An influence, and at the time, the cartoon was on as well.
Gosh, that cartoon was just amazing. That changed my life, I think.
It was awesome.
It was, man.
So you spent some time working in the theme park industry as an actor. Can you share some bits about some of the fun things you did and some of the roles you played?
Yeah, totally. I played a paleontologist at Dinosaur World, which was a complete blast because I love dinosaurs. I love them. They show up in everything I write. Not even on purpose. Like, I love that. So I got to be a paleontologist at Dinosaur World. I have to be a little bit careful about how I talk about it because you don't really want to say, like, I was this at a theme park. They have rules about that. So I was friends with Violet Jessop and Edith Russell at Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. I was really good friends with Betty Lou Who from Grinchmas at Universal. Let's see. Oh, and I was a puppeteer for years. I was a digital puppeteer. For a few different companies. And my favorite job ever as a digital puppeteer was I would play a classroom full of five children at once. So I got to be five characters.
Holy cow.
That sounds like just, you know, the best place in the world to work.
It was my dream job. I'm not going to lie. I've already had my dream job.
Now, for those that are not listening, digital puppeteering is someone, you know, you're using CGI animation. And you're actually using your voice, and you're doing the commands and the movements through the CGI animation. So that's digital puppeteering, if you don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's right. And we had some motion capture rigged as well. So it was part motion capture, part, you know, what you would almost think of as like marionette controls,
that's
part
so
this,
cool.
part that.
That is so
It was
cool.
awesome.
So if you could just pick one, what was your most cherished moment from working in the theme park industry?
Easy. Got it right away. Makes me emotional. Sorry.
Oh, that's all good.
At Universal, we had a lot of visits from Make-A-Wish kids.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And it was always really special.
Yeah.
You know, because when they're young enough to... I cry a lot. I'll just warn you.
It's
when they're
good.
Young enough to...
I do, too. It's okay.
It's all good.
I'm such a crier.
It's all good.
When you know that they're young enough to believe that you are what they're seeing you as, if you're in a prosthetic or something, and you know that they really believe that that's the truth, getting to meet them and talk with them as that character.
Mm.
It's the best. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm getting the goosies.
Yeah, look at that. I figured you'd like tonight's guest, Lindsay Badger. So, wow. Yeah, that is, I didn't even have that one
cool.
on my radar, but that's awesome that you shared
that's
that.
That's such a powerful moment that you have the ability to have your influence on someone, even if it is as a character, you are portraying your version of that character on somebody and just, you know, putting a smile on somebody's face is just incredibly magical. I can just imagine what that feeling is.
And you can give them unlimited love in a way, because if you saw Make-A-Wish kid at a theme park and you were just yourself, if you like wanted to run up to them and hug them and be like, you're amazing, you're special, and like people would be like, get away from my child, like
freak out. Yeah.
So there's something about puppeteering and acting that almost eliminates a boundary between us and other people, and I feel that way about all art. It's a way to speak to people and speak to their heart in a way that you don't normally have the opportunity to do. So you would think it would create more barriers, but it actually breaks almost all of them down.
Wow.
Well,
that's cool.
Thank you for being humble and sharing that very, sincere response. And that really means a lot. And it shows a lot of the transparency and just who you are as a creator yourself. So.
Oh, no, I'm not humble at all. I'm a huge jerk. You got it all wrong.
I'll still stick with humble. But I know that in the superhero world, there's always a sidekick. Now, I do kind of creep on you and your husband quite a bit. So would you see your husband, Jake, as your sidekick partner in crime and everything that you do?
I think I'm his sidekick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, truly. But we are definitely partners in crime fighting.
Okay. I like that.
Nice.
So we're definitely partners in a lot of ways, but I really feel like his sidekick, he changed my life and in so many ways. And he makes things possible for me more than I make things possible for him. And I'm always trying to flip that so that I'm doing more for him than he's doing for me. But I just don't feel like it's possible at this point because he's done so much for me. But yeah, I think I'm his sidekick and I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah. And Jake, if you're watching, which I think you are, we love you, man. So,
isn't he the greatest? Oh, he's the best human.
I love Jake, man. Jake's awesome. So you know what?
He is.
Let's actually dive into the reason why we're here. Let's dive into Leaves. And so tell us a little bit about what got you inspired to write this story and where you drew your inspiration from.
Oh, man. My favorite subject right now.
Yes.
Thank you for asking, first of all.
You're welcome.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which question should I answer first?
Either or. So what inspired you to write?
Nothing really. The story came to me on its own. That happens to me a lot. I take a lot of walks around this lake, ironically called Lost Lake here in Orlando.
Yep.
And I walk there in the early morning, and this is so corny, but sometimes I'll pray and I'll just whatever. And I just had the whole idea for the entire story one day when I was on one of those little prayer walks around Lost Lake, and it was there.
Boom. That's it.
So I don't know what inspired me, but I do know, I guess I should say, as I continued to refine it and edit it and work on it, the choices that I made as I refined it were inspired a lot by Lost, which was a TV show that I really loved. Mm-hmm. But I, no hate, I say this with no hate in my heart, but I was disappointed that there was not a more definitive ending. And it's okay. It's their creation. They have the right to do what they wanted to do with it. But I thought if I was ever going to have a story about a magical island, I would have done things differently. And so as I edited, I made the choices I would have made regarding Lost. And also Joss Whedon is a big inspiration to me, just as far as realistic dialogue and getting to the source of people's pain. If you're going to tell a story about a character, let's talk about why they are who they are and what their pain is and how are they avoiding it and all of that stuff. So probably Lost and Joss Whedon were the two biggest influences on Leaves.
Wow, cool. Nice. So Leaves sounds kind of suspenseful, actually, kind of filled with a little bit of science fiction, a little action, maybe a little self-discovery. Do you find a little bit of yourself in the characters that you write about and create?
First of all, thank you. That was a really nice thing to say. And I hope that it is all of those things that you said it is. And yes, every single one of those characters is me.
I figured so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every one of them, because as a human being, I constantly wrestle with what is my capacity for good and what is my capacity for really messing things up or hurting other human beings. And so they're each me in some ways. But yeah, I do a lot of unpacking of things, especially about regrets. I always talk about how I had this at a very difficult time in my life in college. And it's nothing like as movie of the week as I make that sound. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was a time of intense struggle emotionally and struggle with relationships with other people. And so I think Allie is like me. If I had gotten stuck in the problems from my college years and never moved on.
Yeah. Okay. And so what would you consider yourself? I don't want to say the villain. I don't want to give too much away without your official consent. Let's just say the tall, dark figure at hand. You can
tall, dark, and not so handsome.
Tall, dark, and not so handsome. How would that translate? Like, is that kind of like the other side of your hemisphere of your brain? Is that the darker side, perhaps?
I guess. Yeah, the need to control, or anytime that you give in to something selfish to try to get for yourself,
mm-hmm.
Which is always an option. That's always a choice, right? As a human being, you can either manipulate people to get something for yourself,
mm-hmm.
or you can just be honest and go through life a little bit more authentically, I would say. And so if Allie is the messed up me from college, heck, tall, dark, and not so handsome, mm-hmm. is the person who says, yeah, okay, I'll take whatever deal anyone gives me as long as it gives me what I want, which, as we all know, never works out, mm-mm. because anybody who would offer you that kind of deal has an ulterior motive. So,
yes, and so we have the battle between Allie, who is kind of the heroine of the story.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I think that's totally fair to say.
Yeah, and then yeah. Heck, who is kind of like, I would kind of put Heck as like, you read comics in Marvel, you know the Purple Man from
yes.
Yeah, yes. I would kind of picture Heck as like the Purple Man. He's able to control everyone around him and make them do and manipulate things that they say and
do. So he's kind of like the puppet master.
I would, yeah, he's kind of like a puppet
he
master.
He thinks he is.
He
I'll
thinks
put it that
he
way.
He thinks he is.
He sure does think he is. Yeah.
Well, we haven't I haven't read issue 2s yet, so I'm just like, you know.
I'm keeping things a little too mysterious. That's been like my struggle as I fundraise, is how much do I reveal and how much do I not? But it's interesting you bring up the Purple Man. In college, before I knew Jessica Jones existed, I wrote this whole story called The Blue Man that was very similar to what Heck ended up being now, who was in many ways similar to the Purple Man and the way that he can enter into people's lives and stuff. And I think that's such a relatable character for all of us. Everybody at some point in time has felt like their boundaries have been crossed and somebody is in there that they don't want to be in there. And so it's, thank you for that comparison.
Yeah, that was immediately when I read the script, and I've been so fortunate to have read the script and be a part of Audrey's project. And we'll talk about that later on. Mm-hmm. And that was immediately some of the things and visuals that I was getting from some of these characters. And the Purple Man was one of those ones that stood out. It's kind of like the guy controlling the strings, or at least he thinks he
is. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned something about fundraising. Let's talk about your campaign to fund Leaves. I know it's been well underway. And can you explain a little bit about your goals and what you want to achieve with your crowdfunding?
Absolutely. So our original goal was $5,000, and that's really what it costs to create a print issue, to pay your artist, your graphic designer, to pay the printing cost, to set up a booth to sell at a first convention. That's really what it takes financially. So we've earned right now $630, and we're over, I think, at the end of the day tomorrow. But what's great about that is that we have had to sort of change all of our plans. And so initially, a lot of people are going, oh, sorry, your campaign failed. And I'm like, actually, it worked out better because now we get to create these alternate products. It's not a big print issue, but these alternate products are affecting the rest of the issues and making the story a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be able to release some really, really cool stuff because of this.
That's really good. And yeah, you're looking at it in a different perspective, and that's really awesome that you're doing that. I would never say anything that you do is oh, well, I feel defeated or I failed at this or whatever. No, it's been successful, and I think you've been blessed because of it. And it kind of leads into one of our next segments. And so you've hired some local Orlando-based artists.
I sure have.
To help convey and portray the story of Leaves, can you tell us a little bit of information about this collective group of artists and their role in your comic?
Yes, absolutely. So, well, first we have Kate Carlton. Kate Carlton, I met her at Fangirl Jamboree at my comic book store, Heroes Landing. And I really hope that she will be the main book artist. I'm not sure how that's going to shake down because she's like a professional artist. So the fact that we didn't raise everything, I'm not sure if she'll be able to do it, but she'll be involved in some way. She's wonderful. She goes by the name Keel Hall Kate on Twitter and Instagram. She's amazing. Then we have Crystal Hutchison, who is an incredible graphic designer. She actually did the Leaves graphic that you see right there. And then my third artist is somebody so special, and I really do mean that. His name is Joe Burke.
Who's that guy? I've never heard of him.
I had such a special experience with Joe because I was afraid to ask him to do art. I'm afraid to ask anybody to do anything. I'm a very nervous person. But I knew that he was an artist and I'd seen his art for a long time. And so I got the courage up to ask him, hey, if I send you the first issue and I could pay you X amount of money, can you give me anything in return that is fair, like a sketch, a whatever? I'll take anything that you've got. And so he sent me back the most beautiful, it made me cry. He sent me a poster. It looked like the cover to like a Nancy Drew. It looked like Drew Struzan. I mean, it was just, it blew my mind. It was beautiful. It captured the mood. It captured the characters. It was so great. So I have Joe Burke as my third, who is doing our poster / cover art.
Yep, I do that, know.
That is so awesome.
Joe Burke, cover artist. No.
And he talks in that voice too whenever he does cover work.
Yes, I talk about this voice. Anyway, so roughly, when can listeners expect, and that's our faithful listeners here at PopX and over at Leaves, when can we expect to see Leaves in some in a more finished, refined form? And do you have a date set for that, or you're just kind of taking it one step at a time?
Well, we had two plans, and so we're going to be going with plan B. People are going to be able to actually see, we're going to animate the storyboards for issue one. Because we couldn't raise the whole, you know, enough for the whole issue one, but we still wanted to give people the issue. So we found this wonderful storyboard artist who's going to take my awful stick figure storyboards, and she's going to translate them into a little bit more professional storyboards. And then Jake and I are going to work together to animate those and voice them. So at the end of November, you're actually going to be able to buy for 99 cents.
Wow.
The animated storyboard for issue number one, which is cool.
That's
and
awesome.
We're also going to be releasing one script every month starting at the end of November, and it's only six issues. So you're going to be able to read the entire story. We haven't quite decided if we're going to charge for the script or just release that and charge for other products. So we're still getting the method behind our madness together, but you're definitely going to see a finished product at the end of November. And you can always go to our website and see concept art and all kinds of goodies there as well.
And that's leavesthecomic.com, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, okay.
Leavesthecomic.com. I'm looking forward to it. I want to.
Yeah, you just kind of answered that. And so, do you plan, say, one day, let's say in the future, Lord will, do you plan to attend some Comic Cons or some conventions and sell and do some autographs and booths and all that stuff?
Yeah, what I'd really like to do is purchase some MegaCon Orlando booth space. That goes on sale in January. So depending on how well we do financially after we release those animated storyboards and maybe a couple of other products, if we raise enough, we're going to purchase a MegaCon booth and be there. Mm-hmm. And really start promoting. And we'd like to sell, you know, art prints of your art and some other people's art as well. So we're going to get it out there somehow. But MegaCon Orlando is hopefully going to be our first convention. So we're excited.
I need to get on the ball and finish it up. Then,
yeah. Joe, I want you to get me an autographed coffee of Leaves, and I will pay you for
We'll take care of it. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
To me, all Joe, it's finished. I think it's beautiful as is. Like, I mean, well, so if you never
in the back
it again,
of my mind, it needs some paint.
See, artists are never finished with
so
art.
No, we're not. I mean, I can go back to some of my old art, but this is not about me. This is about Audrey and her amazing creation tonight. And I just think that if you need some help at that booth, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. I would love it if the whole team could come together, me and you and Crystal. Yeah,
let's do it.
Kate always has her own booth. Kate is so much more. Like, Kate is further ahead of me in every way. She knows. She's been in the industry for years, so she's probably going to have her own booth, but maybe we can have her somewhere.
I don't need an excuse to go to MegaCon. I don't need any excuse. I'm just like, you know what? I'm
just
done.
Show up.
Let's go to MegaCon. Let's do it. Let's go support Audrey.
Road trip.
Right. Yes, please. I would love that.
That's awesome.
Well, let's dive into a couple of more fun questions. Not that the ones before weren't fun, but we've been a little serious, so let's switch it up.
Yeah.
And let's see. What is your top favorite three animated films or cartoon series of all time, and why?
Ooh. Oh, man. The thing that I love about that question is that I'm really obsessive compulsive about list making, and it usually takes me days. And so by you putting me on the spot, I think I'm going to find out what I really do love. And they can be series or films?
In any
series or films.
Series or films. It could be anything from Disney movies to your favorite.
Pixar. Or
whatever.
Okay. I've got one.
Okay.
It's an animated short, and it's called Lorenzo.
Okay.
And I got to see it years and years ago. I got to go see Don Hahn speak at the Heartland Film Festival in Indianapolis, and he premiered that animated short there. And I loved it so much that I immediately just started weeping. Like, I think my cry button is like, yes, that's correct. Like, I don't think it's bad or happy.
You have hit the button.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Good job. And so I still, it's on Netflix right now in a Disney animated short collection.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like art.
I've seen this. I have kids. I've cried at so many animated kids movies. You just don't even know. Like, don't watch Inside Out if you don't want to cry. You know.
I've only seen it once, and there's a reason I've only seen it.
Up. Let me just say Up.
Come up on. Too.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those are the two.
Sorry, you've got two more. You got two more, Audrey.
Two more.
Okay, so Lorenzo is number one. Number two, I have to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
Yes.
Right. It came out at that moment in time where I was just young enough, and it was the perfect timing, and I got to see it with my whole family, and movies together are a huge deal in my family.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So yep. Definitely Beauty and the Beast. And number three, I feel like I want to pick a series, an animated series.
You can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Honestly, I'm going to go with X-Men from the 90s.
Nice.
X-Men.
Nice.
It was cool. A huge deal to me growing up because we were lucky we grew up in a time when, you know, we could see strength on screen, and Jubilee was like my hero.
Oh, Jubilee.
Jubilee and Rogue.
Jubilee is awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Well, that's cool.
Favorite video game. What was your favorite video game?
This is so hard.
She's a child of the 80s too, so.
Yes, bring it, girl, bring it.
Can I pick two?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, original Legend of Zelda.
Oh, you just made Lindsay Badger's heart melt, right?
Oh, my gosh.
That's her favorite.
Yes, of all time, Zelda.
Did you not feel like, Lindsay, that you were invited into this? My hands, look at how big my hands are. It's amazing.
My
hands. Did you not feel like with the original Zelda you got invited?
Anyway.
Yeah, it was like such a true adventure.
I have to share this little nerdy moment. I bought tickets to go see the Zelda Symphony at the beginning of the year.
Oh, snap.
So I'm going to be going. Yeah, it's me and my husband, no kids, and we're just going to nerd out all night. It's going to be great.
That'll be fantastic. Cool.
Okay, so what was your second video game?
Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong. Yes.
Yeah. I played that game for hours.
Did you like the aquatic stage?
Music? I loved it.
I love that music, man. I wanted the soundtrack.
It was so nerve-wracking. You never knew when that swordfish was going to go away.
All right. So Diddy Kong for the win. So here, let's have a little more fun. If you could inhabit.
I love your questions, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. This is what we do on PopX. If you can inhabit any superhero from Marvel or DC for just one day, 24 hours, would it be and why?
Catwoman, except she's not a superhero, but I'd still pick Catwoman.
Wow. Now, why? What's the why on Catwoman?
I love
whips.
Two reasons. I love wild cards, wild card characters. You got such a kick out of yourself. I love that. You're like, hee-hee. I love wild card characters. And I love that she belongs to whatever is the right thing to do, I guess, except she's kind of a thief. I don't know.
She kind of goes back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
I admire her mobility, though. Like, the ability to, like, climb a wall and just go anywhere and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some Catwoman.
The freedom and almost like an independence kind of thing.
Well played, yeah. Audrey. Well played.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
So, yeah. Okay, here's a fun one. What's your guilty pleasure? Oh, yes. Mm. Digging deep.
I'm afraid to say it's a guilty pleasure because I don't want anybody to get mad at me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to call Buffy my guilty pleasure.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
The Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
Yay!
Nice.
Oh.
Now,
I guess it shouldn't be a guilty pleasure. I guess it should just be a regular, but specifically the musical.
The musical
episode.
Oh, really? Okay.
I have that CD in my car, and my best friend, when she gets in the car with me, she'll be like, "No, Buffy," because I play it to death, and it's auto-tuned, and it's, you know, but I love it.
That's kind of how it is when friends come over to my house and there's Blue Man Group in the background. They're like, "Really? You're playing Blue Man Group?"
Really?
And
I'm like, "Well, come on.
They're like, "Well, we get it."
Now that we're talking playlists, what are some of your musical artists on your playlist right now? I want to get to know some more Audrey right now.
Oh, man. I have a weird mishmash. I love early 90s hip hop.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. And so I like old school hip hop. I love, and I don't care what anybody says, I love U2.
U2 is
awesome. I love the band U2.
U2 rocks.
Joshua Tree is my favorite album. The Joshua Tree.
Well, then you have excellent taste.
Thank you.
Somewhere a couple of years ago, it became cool to like, "Oh, U2's dad rock." And I'm like, "You shut your mouth."
Shut up.
Don't say those things.
Yeah. And then I love a lot of oldies and a lot of film score.
Mm-hmm.
John Williams.
Yeah, those are probably my...
Film score is great to create, too, just in general. I think
it is. It really is. It's soothing and it's energizing and it's good to write. I agree with you. It's good to create too, because when there are no lyrics, your brain is free to be like, "Now what would happen if I were to write this music?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. So I know you've been super busy being your own creative, but do you have any books that you're reading right now or graphic novels that you're really into, that you're really digging at the moment?
Gosh, this is so every embarrassing thing about me is coming out.
It's not embarrassing. We're getting to know the artist and the talent behind Leaves. Come on now.
Well, what's embarrassing about me is that I read the same things over and over again, which is not good. You should be taking in new material, I feel like, on a regular basis. But right now I am rereading Lord of the Rings, as I do every fall. So we just left Lothlorien for me.
Oh, you just left Lothlorien. Okay. Let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with rereading some Tolkien. I'm just going to drop that nugget right there.
You can't read Tolkien enough, honestly. Yeah. There's so much Tolkien goodness that you have to reread it to marinate your brain in it.
And I will
I agree. I agree with you. I love all the details. Tolkien, Lewis, and Agatha Christie are my repeat offenders in my life.
Yeah, and for me, I would have to say Michael Crichton.
Good one. Excellent. What's your favorite Michael Crichton book? I must know.
Sphere.
Good choice. I feel like that means that you're a real deep thinker.
I am. Well. I'm sorry.
That was amazing. We're getting the best faces and voices out of you tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Anyway, moving on.
I've been diving into some of the Harry Potter series all over again, and it's just been great.
What book are you on right now?
Book two.
Chamber of Secrets. I confess I can't make it through that book. I fall asleep.
It's a struggle sometimes to read. Even
it's
after
a great book. I don't know what my problem is.
Good stuff.
It's like, oh, they're in the...
Yeah, they're in the...
Anyway.
I don't know if it's that it's... I don't think... It's certainly not that it's boring. There's something about it that must be innately comforting or something. Like, I don't know what it is. It's the same thing with the movie.
It's written very well. I mean, it's written amazingly well. And I think that's the comforting part about it. So as we wrap up, Audrey, I mean, I hope you've had fun with being on the podcast tonight and just learning a little bit about who you are and your amazing comic that you're creating. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to donate, which is kind of one of the main reasons why you're here, for some crowdfunding? And just if they have any general questions, give us all your info, your social links, your websites, everything.
The best place to find anything about the comic is leavesthecomic.com.
Okay.
Because after the Instagram, after the Indiegogo goes away, our website will always be there and always pointing you to the next thing.
Okay.
To find out anything about me, I work on a lot of different projects. You can go to audreybrown.net, which is a little embarrassing. I lost my .com. So audreybrown.net. And that has all of my social links on it. That has my Instagram, my Twitter, my email, like just everything. So if you want to get in touch with me, and I am big on communicating with people. If anybody People are sometimes like leery of me and suspicious of me because they think maybe like they'll read something about Leaves and they'll go, are you writing this really dark, evil comic? And I like to say to people, email me because I love to tell you like what my motivations are and what's going on. So you can find all my contact info, audreybrown.net, everything about Leaves, leavesthecomic.com.
That's amazing. Awesome. And before we let you go, Audrey, I just want to say I'm truly blessed and honored that you asked me to be a part of this amazing journey with you. And I just couldn't ask for a better partner in this that, you know, even though we have the same backgrounds, first and foremost, kind of like, you know, retro kids growing up in the 80s, we read comics and we done all this and we had really fun, interesting backgrounds. Basically, thank you for letting me draw and just be a part of this amazing journey with you. That means a lot to me. So,
thank you for working with me while I'm like still a nobody. That means the world to me to be like, I'll read this thing.
Well, you know, we at PopX, we want to shine that light and we want to help you. Yeah. And so, what I'm saying right now to all the people that's listening, whether you're listening on the PopX.live stream right now, I want you to go to leavesthecomic.com right now and drop this girl $5, $10, whatever you can, and help
her.
Even
one or two,
just a dollar, whatever you can. It's in your wallet, and help her get this comic catapulted to the next phase, where she can actually sit there as the owner and hold it in her hand, the material comic that she has slaved over. So, but Audrey, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe, and thank you, Lindsay, and thank you for putting up with my Shatner-y talkiness. I know I'm a little bit of a stutter. So
Oh, no, you're fine. It's been great getting to know you. It's been great getting to know your project, and I want to watch kids' cartoons with you and read your comic later.
Yes, I love it. I'm on board for all of those things.
We'll get together sometime and watch Wolverine take down some Sentinels on the old animated series, okay?
Yes.
All right. Audrey, from all of us here at PopX, thanks for hanging out with us, sweetheart. We appreciate
it. Good night.
I'm going to kick you now.
All right.
Thank you. And so we had Audrey Brown. That was an amazing interview. Oh, my God. What a sweet,
spirited. She is awesome.
I told you she's awesome. She's awesome sauce. And so, wow, how do you wrap up such a great show? Episode 35 was jam-packed with news, had a great guest on. Doesn't get any better than this. And, you know, as always, guys, we do have a hotline. If you're going to go see Doctor Strange in a couple of weeks, or you're out seeing something really awesome, or you're at a con.
Or tell us what you think about the Walking Dead premiere tonight.
Yes, if you're watching the Walking Dead premiere, dial this number, 850-417-POPX, and that is 850-417-7679. We got Mr. Capaldi there on the telly, if you will. Yes.
On the telly. Oh. You know, Joe, we're also part of this super duper amazing network called Gunna Geek Network.
Gunna Geek.
And if you guys like this show, make sure you head over there and check out all the other things that are super geeky, just like our show, and even better sometimes. Who knows?
Yes.
Head over to GunnaGeek.com and check out all of the amazing podcasts on our home network.
And I was listening to one just a few hours ago, All Things Good and Nerdy, headed up by my good friend, Mr. Stargate Pioneer, and Chris Farrell. Thank you so much.
I love those guys.
Oh my gosh, those guys are weather.
Also, make sure you follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Patreon, Twitter, Pinterest, all of them at PopXCast. We have an email. You can shoot us anytime you want at popxcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from all of you guys anytime you want. Also, make sure you go and check out future shows, past shows, and any other things geeky, nerdy, and anything you want to know about PopX at our website, popxcast.com.
Mm-hmm. And how can people reach you if they want to like twit that lit?
Well, you can catch me. Lindsay Badger is LR Badger is my handle on pretty much all of those platforms that I just listed.
Yes.
Throw me a line. Check out how my baby shower went.
Throw her a freaking band here. Weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She had an amazing baby shower. I got to brag on you. It was a great one. And it was a superhero themed baby shower.
Super. Yeah.
And I mean, my gosh, this kid got his own featured news story. And it was amazing. And Lindsay worked so hard on it. And I know she is very proud of her efforts for that. And of course, I am Joe Burke at Rotcav on the internet, ROTCAV. If you want to drop me a line, please do that. And of course, I want to say right now, hats off to this amazing team, PopX, that just makes this thing a well-oiled machine every single week. I want to thank Miss Lindsay Badger for stepping in and being the amazing co-host that she is. And yeah. I want to thank Mr. Mike Ippolito for running all this beautiful, glorious graphic slide content right here. Oh my God, it's Mork.
We love Mike. Our show wouldn't be nearly as cool without his awesome graphics.
God, I miss Robin Williams.
I do too.
Anyway, thank you, Mike.
Next week's going to be cool, though.
Well, I got a little precursor here. I don't know if you saw, but I got Chucky, I got Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger. And they're all just kind of hanging out here. Now, next week's episode is going to be fun. We're going to have some fun with it. Episode number 36, top horror and thriller movies of all times. And what was your Halloween tradition growing up? So we're going to dive into that and have some fun while we eat some blueberry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Can we dress up in costume? We'll talk about it later.
I know what costume I could dress up as. I don't know. Anyway. So from all of us here at PopXCast, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll see you next week on episode number 36 of PopXCast.
Bye, guys.
Later.
From everyone at PopXCast, thanks for listening. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and subscribe for more great content. Drop us an email, popxcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, all at PopXCast. Get your geek on.